Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycle Corn podcast self-help series. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and since we're keeping it spooky this month, I want to talk about something we all know well, especially around Halloween: masks. But here's the twist. Today's episode isn't about the plastic ones you buy at Spirit Halloween. It's about the ones we wear every single day without even realizing it. Think about it. How often do you put on a mask just to get through the day? Maybe at work, you wear the I've got it all together mask. Maybe with friends, it's the class clown mask. Maybe with family, it's the responsible one mask. And while masks can protect us, help us fit in, even get us through tough moments, over time, if we wear them too long, even we forget what our real face looks like. So today we're going to talk about why we wear these masks, the cost of keeping them on, and how to start taking them off so you can show up as your authentic self. Sound good? All right, let's get this thing going. When I say masks, obviously I don't mean literal disguises. I mean the personas, the roles, the versions of ourselves we present to the world. These masks aren't all bad. Sometimes they're necessary. They help get us through social situations, keep the peace, or protect our vulnerability. But the problem starts when the mask becomes permanent. When the role you play isn't just something you put on, it's the only version of you that people ever see. It's like an actor who never leaves a character. Eventually start wondering, who am I without the script? So let's talk about some of the most common masks people wear. And I bet as I go through these, at least one will feel familiar. The first is the I'm fine mask. Classic. You're struggling inside, but when someone asks how are you, you smile and say, I'm fine. Meanwhile, you're not fine at all. This mask protects you from vulnerability, but it also blocks connection. There's the people pleaser mask. You're always agreeable, always available, always putting others first. It feels safe because you avoid conflict, but it comes at the cost of your own needs. There's the overachiever mask. You measure your worth by how much you accomplish. On the outside, look how productive I am. On the inside, fear that if you slow down, it just won't be enough. There's the tough guy / tough girl mask. Nothing bothers you. You don't cry. You don't ask for help. It looks like strength, but it's really a shield against pain. There's the clown mask. You're always joking, always entertaining, always making people laugh. But humor becomes a way to deflect from showing your real emotions. I got personal experience with this one. Then there's the perfect mask. Always polished, always smiling, always curated. You show the Instagram version of yourself, never the messy behind-the-scenes version. There's the caretaker mask. You rock the helper, the fixer. Everyone leans on you, but you never lean back. This one is sneaky because it makes you feel important, but often leaves you drained and unseen. Now, none of these masks are bad by themselves. They can serve a purpose. But when you forget you're wearing them, that's when they start to cost you. So why do we put these masks on in the first place? Well, there's fear of rejection. If people saw the real us, would they still accept us? There's the need for control. Masks give us a way to manage how others see us. There's survival. For some of us, certain masks were necessary in childhood or tough environments that kept us safe. We are taught early on what's acceptable to show, but here's the thing. Masks are heavy, and wearing them too long can be exhausting. You start living for the role instead of living as yourself. Wearing a mask has side effects. First, it disconnects you from other people. People can't connect with the real you if you never show it to begin with. Second, it disconnects you from yourself. You start believing the mask is who you really are. And third, it blocks growth, because growth only happens when we're honest about where we really are. It's like carrying around armor all the time. Sure, it protects you, but it also weighs you down, slows you down, and keeps you from being free. Okay, so how do I start taking off the mask you've been wearing? Well, step one, notice. Start paying attention to the roles you slip into. When do you say I'm fine when you're not? When do you act tougher than you feel? Step two, experiment with honesty. You don't have to rip the mask off in one go. Try small steps. Instead of saying I'm fine, say it's been a rough day, but I'm hanging in there. That little bit of honesty opens the door. Step three, find safe spaces. Not everyone deserves to see the real you, but you need at least one or two people who do. A friend, a partner, a therapist, a community where you can practice showing up unmasked. Step four, practice self-acceptance. Remind yourself, you don't have to perform to be worthy. You don't have to be perfect to be loved. Step five, redefine strength. Strength isn't pretending everything's okay. Strength is saying, I need help or I don't know and still moving forward. I'll be the first to admit I've worn some masks myself. Often. I'm wearing one now as the host of this podcast. There was a time where I lived almost full-time behind the I'm fine mask. I thought being strong never meant letting anyone see me struggle. And for a while, it worked. People thought I had it all together, but inside I was running on fumes. When I finally let that mask slip, when I admitted to a close friend I wasn't okay, it was terrifying. But you know what? Instead of rejecting me, they leaned in, they listened, and I realized I didn't lose anything by being real. I actually gained a connection. That moment taught me that vulnerability isn't weakness. It's the doorway to authentic relationships. So here's the reframe. Masks aren't inherently evil. Sometimes they help us survive. Sometimes they help us play a role when we need it to. But the goal isn't to live our whole life in disguise. The goal is to know when to put on the mask and put it down and let your true self breathe. Because the people who are meant for you, they want the real you. Not the character, not the performance, the real, unfiltered you. And you'll have to take off that mask to really look them in the eye. And that is terrifying. All right, that's it for today's Halloween special on the masks we wear. Let's do a quick recap. We wear the masks, whether it's the I'm fine mask, the people pleaser mask, or the tough guy mask. We wear them out of fear, habit, or survival, but they come at a cost. The way forward is to notice them, take them off in safe spaces, and practice showing up as our authentic selves. So this Halloween, when you see people dressed up as witches, superheroes, or something in between, remember, the masks that matter aren't the ones we put on for one night. They're the ones we wear every day, and maybe, just maybe, it's time to let one of them down. And that might be the scariest thing of all. Thanks for hanging out with me today on Unshuck Yourself. If you got something out of this episode, please share it with a friend. Or better yet, talk to that friend about one mask you're ready to take off. And stick around for next time. Because after the Halloween fun, we're getting back into another topic that'll help you step into a life that actually works for you. But until then, be real. Be brave, and as always, unshuck yourself.